Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Male Fertility Podcast. It is mailbag time. Now, this one is slightly different. I am running solo. I asked Sean if he'd mind if I took this one on my own because I'm going to be discussing a topic that I'm very passionate about, and that is miscarriage. In just under 2 weeks' time, I will be embarking on my longest run yet, which is a marathon. For the Miracles for Marathon Challenge with Ollie Brown, who is currently running 39 marathons in 39 weeks over 39 historical counties of England. And the reason he's doing this is to raise awareness and funds for Tommy's, which is an amazing charity which supports parents through pregnancy, but also baby loss and miscarriage. Now, last summer, I received an Instagram message or notification, shall we say, from Sean, prompting me towards Ollie's page. And if I remember rightly, the line was something along the lines of, "The Male Fertility PT, you should get your shoes out and lace them up," prompting me that I should be involved in this. It didn't take much thinking about. As soon as I read the page, what Ollie was doing and why he was doing it, I was well up for the challenge. Anyone that knows me knows I'm not a runner, but I felt, because of my own experiences, it was important that I did this. Now, this kind of brings me to why, really the personal reason why I'm doing this. Now, over the last couple of years, I've started to really think of myself differently in terms of a father. And a lot of that's to do with the fact that I've managed to process a lot of my fertility journey. And part of that is the miscarriages. Me and my wife, we experienced 3 miscarriages on the way to having our 2 beautiful children. And each of those miscarriages was particularly difficult situationally, but also emotionally. As a man, I held on to it, trying to be the brave one, trying to be the strong one. And I buried it. I buried those emotions, and it wasn't until later on, in fact, after my son was born, that they started to emerge in panic attacks and vivid dreams. Yeah, and a real social anxiety. Part of that was me just exploring and still processing my identity as a man after the diagnosis of infertility, but a lot of it had to do with these miscarriages. It was incredibly lonely and something that I now know I didn't have to face alone. That I look at myself differently as a father now. And what I mean by that is I'm not a father of 2. I now view myself as a father of 5 because I've had time to process things and acknowledge the grief, the grieving that I had for my 3 unborn children, particularly when I can sit here and say that, yes, 2 of my children are alive, but 3 of them aren't. But I saw out of those 3 that aren't here, I saw their heartbeats on a scan. It makes it very real. And it took me a long time to be able to say that out loud.
At the Male Fertility Podcast, we know how powerful the right support can be, which is why we've partnered with Fertility Family to share info. And nutrition matters when it comes to fertility. But let's be honest, maintaining a perfectly balanced diet for conception is incredibly hard. Choosing a supplement can be just as confusing, especially when many multivitamins contain strong antioxidants that can actually harm sperm quality. Info is different. It's made from activated micronutrients that support every cell in the body, from the largest, the egg, to the smallest, the sperm. These nutrients have been clinically shown to significantly improve live birth rates in men and women who have previously been struggling to conceive. Impro is different. It's made using activated micronutrients that support every cell in the body, from the largest, the egg, to the smallest, the sperm. These nutrients have been clinically shown to significantly improve live birth rates in men and women who have previously struggled to conceive. What we like is that behind the science at Fertility Family are real stories from real people. To find out more, visit www.fertilityfamily.co.uk. And if you decide it's right for you, our listeners get 10% off using the code MFPOD10. That's MFPOD10. Now, back to the episode.
Now, what I'm not going to do is go into loads of detail on this mailbag in relation to each miscarriage, because I'm soon to join Ollie on the Marathon for Miracles podcast, where I will tell my story more. And I'll make sure that we link it to our homepage. And so anyone looking for support or just looking to hear about other people's experiences of miscarriage can listen in. But one thing I want to really make clear is that if you're a guy or a woman listening to this and you've experienced miscarriage or you have just experienced it, you aren't on your own. There are people out there. There are companies like, or charities like Tommy's, who are doing incredible work, and they're amazing individuals like Ollie. I think one thing that isn't spoken about as much, particularly in the fertility sector, is the extra guilt that men carry when a miscarriage is experienced, when the fertility treatment itself is down to male factor. And that was one of the big things for me. Like, it was another layer of guilt. And it was hard to see my wife go through such a thing. I now know that it's part of a process that ultimately we can't control. I do have a view of nature has a way of identifying things that aren't right, and it takes its course. That doesn't make it any easier, but it definitely helped me during our first two miscarriages. I created that narrative in my head quite early. And yeah, just thought to myself, something wasn't right. So nature's taken its course. It was still painful. And immediately after those miscarriages, I distinctly remember wanting just to fix it, and I couldn't. I didn't know how. I didn't know how to make my wife feel better. As I said, I'm not going to go into major detail because I want to discuss this with Ollie, but if you are feeling that, that's okay. It's okay to want to fix it, but it's okay that you can't, because some things we can't fix immediately. I think time allowed me to process it a bit more. But ultimately, I think there's that small part of me that will always be sad about the situation, about those three miscarriages. As I said, I will soon be on the Marathons for Miracles podcast explaining all this. But in the meantime, if you do need support, please go to marathonsformiracles.com, see the other people, other stories that are there. Also check out Marathons for Miracles podcast. It's been getting me through some long runs. Let's put it like that. There's been a lot of training going on, and I've listened to several of those episodes, and actually all of them while I'm running, and it's been insightful, but it's been very powerful. Some incredible stories, things that I wish, or conversations I've been able to hear going through my miscarriages. And on top of that, obviously there's Tommy's. Please reach out to Tommy's if you're struggling. They're there to support you. That's what they do. So the only other thing is to say that, you know, if you want to support us, you can go to marathonsformiracles.com and donate. It'd be amazing if you could, but there's no expectations. We just want to let everybody know that there's people out there to support them, and Tommy's are doing amazing work. So that's it for today, 14th of March. 10 a.m. I'm sure there'd be something on the Instagram. Stick it on my own Instagram, but also on the podcast and obviously Next of Fertility. I can't promise that I'll be walking very well by the end of it, but we're going to give it our best shot. As a guy who isn't designed to run, I'm looking forward to it. And it's going to be a privilege to run with Ollie. Until next time, take care.